Dallas Black Dance Theater proudly presents its 17th annual Dance Africa, October the 7th and 8th, 2022, at the Moody Performance Hall and the Dance Africa Festival and Marketplace at Clyde Warren Park, October 8, 2022, in Dallas. Nicole Ray of Dallas Black Dance Theater elaborates.
Babachuk Davis, who started Dance Africa in New York at BAM, I believe it's been over 50 years since the programming began. And Babachuk wanted it to be further reaching out into the communities throughout the United States. So then there were different companies in different states that started to produce their own Dance Africa. And we happened to be one of them. And we are now celebrating 17 years of producing Dance Africa. My involvement to become like the producer of it came after Babachuk's passing. When he would come down and be with us, I was pretty much like his right hand and made sure that he had everything that he needed and just sort of helped him to direct everything. Upon his passing, it sort of transferred over to me, and I take it with great honor to keep his legacy going, also for Dance Africa. So now celebrating my 25th year with Dallas Black Dance Theater, going on now about 5 years of producing Dance Africa. I love the task. I love the community involvement that it takes to put it on. So it's a production that we are definitely really proud of.
And this year's festival features performances by, tell us, Nicole.
Oh my goodness. So that's so exciting. This festival gives opportunity for local groups to perform. I mean, all types of performances, church groups, high schools, just smaller dance companies. It's just fantastic. Fashion shows, like it's some of everything. It's so exciting. And our guest artist this year for Dance Africa is Giwayen Mata out of Atlanta. And this group of all sisters is amazing. They will be performing for the festival as well as Dallas Black Dance Theater, DBDT Encore, our youth companies. We're having vendors with all different types of wares. And we have a crafting area for our kiddos when they come on through. And so it's just really full of energy and exciting. We started with a parade, drumming up the energy and letting people know that, hey, we're here. Come on down to this park and see what's happening. It's a wonderful experience.
I'm reading here the prestigious Booker T. Washington High School for the Performing Arts Visual Dance Conservatory. I think you mentioned the acronym, will present Fierce Movement and Dedication to the Female Elders of the Community. The
yes.
institution located in the heart of Dallas Arts District has received over 400 awards through the National Young Arts Foundation and produced 25 Presidential Scholars in the Arts. Mm-hmm. How amazing is that?
It's fantastic. We're so blessed to have them right next door to us. And so that energy of their students who some come and take classes at our academy as well. We really like to keep it in the community and in the family. Yes, they will be performing for our evening shows for Dance Africa, and we're so delighted that they are back with us. They haven't been able to perform for us these last few years.
Talk to us about the founder, Ann Williams.
The Ann Williams. She founded Dallas Black Dance Theater in 1976, so we are celebrating 46 years strong. So excited. Miss Williams, who started the company very small, and it has grown into this magnificent institution, and especially under the direction of our now artistic director, Melissa M. Young, who is taking the company in different heights. Ms. Williams is so proud of the direction in which the company is going.
You guys are now located downtown Dallas.
That is correct. We are in the beginning of the Arts District. So we're one of the resident companies here for the AT&T Performing Arts Center. So yes, and we are in the historic Moreland YMCA, which is where Miss Williams took class as a child, and also when she got older, she taught class in this building. And so her vision of wanting to purchase the building, keeping it in the African-American community, was such an important goal of hers. And when we were able to attain the building, I mean, we were elated and so excited. And I encourage everyone to come on down and see where we are. It's a wonderful building. I think we've done a magnificent job in restoring it and keeping its history on the inside and the out. So please come down and visit us. We'd love to see people here.
That was Nicole Ray, producer of Dance Africa. The Dallas Black Dance Theater was founded in 1976 by Ann Williams. Its mission is to create and produce contemporary modern dance at the highest level of artistic excellence. As the largest and oldest professional dance company in Dallas, Dallas Black Dance Theater is the fourth largest black dance company in the nation and the ninth largest contemporary modern dance company. Dance Africa will be featured in Dallas on October 7th and 8th, 2022 at 7:30 p.m. at Moody Performance Hall. You can live stream the event or watch it on demand. To find out more about Dance Africa, visit www.dbdt.com. That's www.dbdt.com or call 214-880-0202.